So heads and helmets is what we're going to talk about. And we've got the guy behind that on the line with us right now. His name is Howard Spiva. So, Howard, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm sorry to hear about all y'all's fires. And if we could send some of our hurricanes over there, they might put them out for you.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. What part of the country are you in?
Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, you're in Georgia. So, yeah. Oh, you're going to feel the effects of Irma then. I mean, yeah, it might not be like dead on, but you're going to get some rain from that and wind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always exciting. We always worry right now, worried about the people down in the Caribbean and Florida.
Right. Well, this is something that's kind of neat. So you're known as the kid's lawyer, and I want to know, so your mission is to prevent traumatic brain injuries in kids. And we were actually just giving Kylie on the show here some crap the other day because she just started longboarding. And we're like, you know, I asked him, like, are you wearing a helmet? Because, you know, you just started. It's not like you've been skateboarding for a long time. She's like, no. I'm like, you got to get a helmet.
Yeah.
Got to get a helmet. And we've got a little one-year-old. He's just turned one. And I just thought of this the other day before we, you know, even were thinking about having you on. I was like, you know, as he gets older, he's going to, you know, because I didn't, back in the day, and I'm sure, Howard, you can relate to this. And when we were younger, they just weren't available. And you know what I mean? And now there's really no excuse, like, not to wear a helmet, you know?
You know, we thought that they were wimpy. I mean, we used to build ramps and jump over cars because we thought we were Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
But you know, the facts, and let me tell you this. I've been a traumatic brain injury. Well, I've been a lawyer that does serious injuries for over 30 years. And one day, my sister, who's since passed away, she and I and my wife, who was the office manager, were walking around, and we were noticing that we had a lot of, my sister said, oh, we've got a lot of pictures of kid clients on the wall. So we put them all together. It was about 40-something pictures. And we realized, we just kind of froze there, and it was like a profound moment when we realized as we went through each case that every single one of those brain injuries was preventable. Hmm. And so we formed this nonprofit. We went out and bought helmets, started giving them away, and it's now grown. It's gone nationwide, and we give away helmets by the tens of thousands. But let me tell you what we learned that caused us to feel how important this was. The Center for Disease Control and the Pediatric Association both announced that when bicycle helmets were mandated, now it's only about half the states, and still only about 40% of the people in those states wear helmets, but when bicycle helmets were mandated, traumatic brain injuries went down 75%, and fatalities went down 85%. Now, that's some pretty substantial numbers. For a plastic helmet can reduce your child's chance of getting a brain injury by 75% and can prevent a death by 85%. We also learned that 96% of people that die in bike wrecks are not wearing a helmet.
Right.
And so that enhanced us more, and we went out and, you know, started really pushing, getting in parades, going to schools, going to health fest. We have police officers, you know, giving out helmets. We have physicians helping us, churches. But we then learned something else. The Center for Disease Control said, and before I tell you that, you know, think about it. Baseball, football, boxing, mountain climbing, you know, karate, snow skiing, skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
They all wear helmets. Well, the number one cause in traumatic brain injuries in children under five is in car wrecks.
Oh. Mm.
Wow.
And so race car drivers wear helmets. So we encourage kids in any dangerous activity to wear a helmet. We have a Helmet for Life program. We give away helmets, and they're replaced at no charge for as long as someone is alive for life. But we don't try to mandate it. You know, we go in with the little kids, and we talk about the Paw Patrol and Dora the Explorer and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The little bit older kids, you know, we'll go into, you know, Tron and Iron Man and Batman and, you know, Darth Vader, and then sports figures, race car drivers, hell, bull riders wear helmets. And I just had an announcement this week. The weather station said, in your hurricane kit, put a helmet.
Yeah.
And, you know, combat soldiers, the firefighters out there fighting the fires for y'all, you know, police officers on horses and motorcycles, you know, our heroes are wearing helmets. And so what we do is we try to make helmets cool. So you're putting a kid in a child safety seat, you're putting them on a bicycle, you have a helmet, we put stickers on them, we paint them, you go, hey, you want to be, you know, a baseball player or a karate girl? You want to be a race car driver? And so we try to make it cool. And so that's what we're about. I didn't mean to give you such a long answer, but I wanted you to understand our history.
This is cool. So Utah, we're not one of the states that, because I know it's not a law here as far as even motorcycle riders or whatever, but there are states, though, that it's mandated for kids to wear helmets. It's the law?
About half the states in the United States require bicycle helmets on kids.
Wow.
And some of the states that don't, because I speak to, you know, I speak in states all over the country. Some of the states that don't, you know, a city or a municipality or maybe an event or a park, they'll require helmets. But I don't think it's a mandate. I mean, honestly, you know, I think we all have enough government in our lives.
Well, I agree. Yeah.
You know, I don't want a police officer writing somebody a ticket because their kid's not wearing a helmet in the child safety seat.
Right.
You know,
right.
Parents got enough on them. But if parents understand they can reduce by 75% to 80% injuries and deaths with a little plastic helmet, and then you can let the kids. We have festivals and parades, and the kids see, you know, police officers on horses wearing them. They see combat soldiers, helicopter pilots, and they're like, oh, I want to be that. And so we give them a helmet. We put stickers on them according to whatever themes they want. And it just, it really, you know, it gets the kids enthusiastic. I laugh. Parents tell me sometimes the kids won't take their helmet off in the shower.
That's cute. Yeah.
Well, you can slip and fall in the shower, and that's where most of the injuries in the house happen, Howard, is in the bathroom. So that's actually
but
good.
But apparently having your hair clean is much more important.
So heads and helmets. So for people that are listening, so you're giving them away. How do you give them away to people? And I know we have some that we're going to give them away on the show, but how do people, like what are the, what's the criteria to get one of these helmets?
Well, you have to have a head.
No, I was just going to say that.
Is that it?
Is
okay.
Funny.
All right. I didn't know if there was something that you're...
I'll be honest with you. If somebody comes up and they don't have a head, I'll strap one on them. You know? They don't actually have to have a head. Well, it helps.
In all seriousness, because, you know, over the years on this show, we've talked about this, and that is, you know, traumatic injuries to the head and to the brain. They, you know, the research has shown as of the late, I don't know, last 10 years... that it increases mental illness or your chances of getting mental illness like by 400%, you know, having a hit to the head. And it's anytime we talk about that and throw it out for our listeners, it's amazing to hear some of these stories that are like, yeah, you know, so-and-so that I know or, their, you know, our son or daughter or whatever had a hit to the head and it has never been the same since.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's traumatic. It's horrible. It's life-changing. I mean, think of the guilt of a parent who, you know, the biggest defect in the car is the back of the seat breaks and the headrest or the back of the parent's head hits the child and smashes in their forehead. Think of the guilt they carry. Here's one of the problems. It's also the most misdiagnosed injury. You go to an emergency room and you don't have a serious brain bleed that they can see, or you don't have a fractured skull, they send you out. And, you know, I always jokingly say that all kids have brain injuries because they don't fully develop until they're, you know, in their 20s. Yeah. And so what happens is you don't really know necessarily if there's a mild head injury until they hit up around the 7th, 8th, 9th grade and they start needing their executive functions, you know, structure, sentences, all that kind of stuff. And so you can have a kid that, you know, you got three kids and all of a sudden one of your kids turns into a little demon because they had a head injury, you know, stabs somebody with a fork and just acts erratic. And so it's very, very, very important to prevent those. And they're cumulative. You've learned that from boxers and football players.
Well,
you know, it's like getting skin cancer. Every time you get sunburned, it increases the chance you're going to get skin cancer. Well, every time you get a concussion or hit in the head, you're increasing the chance you're going to get a brain injury. So somebody gets in a wreck or a bicycle hurt or something like that, they've now increased their susceptibility for more injuries. So it is very sad. It is life-changing. You know, if you get an arm broken or somebody loses an arm, or, you know, you can get prosthesis, you can get your arm put in a cast. But when you get a mild head injury, you know, a lot of people don't even really know it.
Well, and to speak to that point, and not to kind of beat a dead horse here, but we had talked about this, and my mom can trace it back to, so my late Uncle Joe, so it's my mom's older brother, and he's since passed away, and my mom just turned 79, so this is years ago. She said, though, when he was 16 or 15 playing baseball, he took a fastball to the head. She said, after that, when that day happened, she said, he was never the same, and he was mean, and he had, you know, he had a lot of mental illness, and she said, that was the day that he changed. And then, you know, there's that study that came out like 10 years ago, and I'm like, there was definitely truth to that. You know, traumatic head injuries can increase your, you know, chances of mental illness by like 400% or whatever. So
and it causes, you know, it affects Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, everybody points to, you know, Muhammad Ali.
Right.
And, you know, football players, you know, they had that big lawsuit. They told all about it in that movie Will Smith was
That's right, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, here's the thing. What's the harm? You know, like you said, back in the day, You know, we wouldn't have worn helmets. You know, it was sissy. You didn't wear a helmet. I mean, you know, you'd ride behind mosquito trucks and, you know, on your bicycle or in the back of a pickup truck, you know, because,
that was the thing to do.
You took those kinds of risks, but there's no reason to this day and time. Kids are getting ready to get on a bicycle. They put a helmet on. They get on a skateboard. They put a helmet on. You know, some places that don't mandate it, it's not as prominent of people wearing them, but it's catching on. I mean, there's a lot of biking events that they have in states that don't require it, and the people wear it anyway because it just makes sense.
Right on. Well, it's Heads and Helmets, and it's a great cause that you've started. So you can go to facebook.com/Heads and Helmets. We've got all his stuff, Heads and Helmets, Howard's. This is basically his passion. We've got that under the Frankie and Jess page at 971ZHD.com and how you can get a free helmet. We're actually going to give some away now. So how many do we have, Kylie?
We've got 10.
So the first 10 callers, and you want to do that, Wayne?
Yeah.
450-670, number 1971, will get a free helmet. So, Howard, thanks for going on the air with us, and good luck down there in Georgia with the hurricane. Hopefully you guys don't get, you know, too much of the brunt of it coming in.
My pleasure, my honor. You might want to count those helmets. I'm not sure if they're 7 or 10.
Okay. Well, all right, we'll make sure count.
And listen, y'all be safe there, and I hope they get all the fires under control. If you ever need a lawyer just to talk on the phone and answer questions, you know, I'm here to provide community service, and y'all do a great job. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Howard.